各位弟兄姊妹，祝你平安。
Brothers and sisters, may be peace with you.
我已经是一个月，一个月不在这个讲台上了。
it's been a month since I left this podium.
非常的感恩，在过去的这十二，就是这个一到十七日啊，这两个礼拜多的时间，我们跟随这个超越团队去了这个尼泊尔的宣教，实现了许多的突破。
I'm truly grateful for the opportunity I had in December 1 through 17 to join the Beyond team on a mission trip to Nepal where we experienced many breakthroughs.
那这是呢我呢第一次的做海外宣教。
This was my first overseas mission.
也是第一次做海外的跨文化宣教。
And of course, it's also the first cross-cultural mission.
你们知道以前很多的我们华人去宣教都是在华人当中宣教。
I know a lot of, in the past, a lot of the missionary trips were among the Chinese community.
这是我们这六个人出去以后呢，真的是做跨文化宣教。
And this is the one true cross-cultural mission.
我们第一次，我是第一次进入那个高山地区。
It's the first time for me to enter the mountainous territories.
这个右上角这上面是一个尼泊尔的地图，你们看到有雪山了没有？
If you see the slide, the map on the left up corner, that you can see the white part, which is the snow mountains.
我们到了尼泊尔的最西边，靠近印度的那个地方。
We're on the west end of Nepal, which is closer to India.
对，雪山就在我们眼前。
The snow mountains were in front of my eyes.
那我这次去了以后呢，也是第一次进入未得之名的地区。
It's also my first time into the unreached territories.
那我去了之后，我才发现有很多很多的人到现在还没有听到福音。
Where I notice a lot of people who have never heard about gospel.
这是我们在美国，我们是不可想象的一件事情。
It's so unimaginable in the United States.
山里面住着很多很多的人。
There are so many people in the mountains.
那这是我第一次去以后呢，用英文讲道。
It's also first time for me to preach in English.
然后到了主日的时候呢，他们这个尼泊尔呢是他们的主日是礼拜六，不是礼拜天。
In Nepal, the day of the Lord is actually Saturday.
礼拜六的时候呢，他们就有聚会，然后呢就请这个 Pastor Lin 来给我们分享信息，那我就站起来就开始分享。
Yeah, right. So on the Lord's day, family will gather and it will start to share my messages.
那我们去呢都不带圣经，我们就拿着手机。打开手机看着圣经就给大家分享。
We didn't really bring the paper-based Bible, but we brought the phones with the Bible app.
所以你知道这个讲道很有挑战性。
So you can imagine how challenging that was.
然后呢，据说那个当地的牧师说呢，还有一件事就是我们这次呢第一次用手来抓饭吃啊。
So the local pastors actually told us it's the first time that we'll be eating with our hands.
对，我们第一次抓饭吃。那当地的牧师呢还告诉我们说呢，他说你们是第一批进到这个山区的外国宣教士。
They were told that among this area you were the among the first of the foreign ministries.
在那个省里边不超过六十个基督徒。就在西部最西部那个省里边。
Okay, in the province to the west there are no more than 60 Christians.
我们去的那个教会呢是有不超过十名会友。
The church we went to, they had less than 10 members.
所以你说这个牧师在那服侍就很困难。
So see, you can imagine the challenging the pastor, serving there.
所以我们这个小分队呢有三个人，我们有三名队员，我们向527个人传了福音。
Our group had we had a three-member team who preached the gospel to 527 people.
对，有360个人信主。
About 360 accepted Jesus.
说每人平均带领120个人信主。
So, averagely, one person has led 120 persons to the Lord.
所以你知道跨文化宣教的意义在什么地方。
So you can see how powerful the cross-cultural missionary is.
那上个主日，这个12月24号，我们教会的这六位队员，我们在母堂把我们看见、所听见、所领受的做了简单的分享。
On the last Sunday, December 24th, six members of our church who were part of the mission shared a brief summary of their experiences in the main location.
如果是大家还没有看上个礼拜的母堂的 YouTube 直播呢，你们可以看一下，现在已经有600多个人看了这个直播。
So if you haven't been there, so I encourage you to watch the YouTube, YouTube live stream recorded videos. There's been 600 people who have watched it. so far.
这个周末呢，我们参加了这个超越的宣教大会，有42位参加过世纪宣教的队员在分享他们的领受。
This weekend, the 16 members will also be at the Beyond Mission Conference, where 42 members will attend and share their experiences.
说今天呢，我们这个崇拜结束之后呢，我想给大家分享一下，我去尼泊尔的一些看见、一些经历、一些领受，有很多的照片可以让大家看一下。
After the sermon today, I would like to share some of my experiences and share some of the pictures taken and actual my episode and experiences there in Nepal.
所以这次去尼泊尔宣教呢，好像是那片山区把我的心给抓去了。
So, I felt as if this experience with Nepal has caught my heart.
所以我明天呢，我明年呢，我想继续的去那个地方去传福音的。
So next year I will also be there again.
那个地方有很多很多的人需要听到福音。
There's so many people there needs to hear the gospel.
他们需要建立这个教会。
Also needs to establish churches.
他们的家庭教会的领袖需要被培训。
Also their family leaders needs to be trained.
所以我也鼓励我们南堂的弟兄姊妹，你们有圣灵感动你们，也可以去。
Therefore, I encourage my fellow brothers and sisters here in South Campus also join my trip to Nepal to take a look.
那去尼泊尔宣教之前呢，首先要参加这个超越的培训。这个培训呢，一月份就开始。
So to qualify for the trip, you need to attend the Beyond the Missionary Training that starts next January.
说今天呢，我想继续的和弟兄姊妹分享呢，这个约翰福音的十七章。
Today, I want to share from John 17.
这是我们耶稣基督在他上十字架之前的最后的一次祷告。
This is the last prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ before he
goes on the cross. 被
称为
大祭司的祷告。
It's also called the high priest prayer of Jesus.
所以这个祷告非常的重要。
So it's very important.
你就知道，你可以体会耶稣那个心，他在想什么，他希望我们做什么。
So you can feel the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ and what does he want us to do?
我们一起打开圣经啊，这个十七章。
Please open the Bible, turn to Gospel of John, chapter 17.
你可以读中文，也可以读英文。我们
read Chinese or English.
把这二十六节经文呢，我们读一遍，好吧
？So let's read through this 26 verses.
好，我们一起来读哈。耶稣说了这话，就举目往天说。父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你，正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人，认识你独一的真神，并认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。父啊，现在求你使我同你相荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明给他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的，因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们。他们也领受了，也确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你所赐给我的人祈求，因为他们本是你的，凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。从今以后，我不在世上，你们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们。没有一个灭亡的，号叫经上的话得以应验。我一将你的道赐给他们，这世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界， 只求你保守他们脱离那恶者，他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也引真理成圣。我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话听我的人祈求。在和正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经使他们唯一，正如唯一一。你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。父啊，我在那里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀。因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。公义的父，世人未曾认识你，我却认识你，这些人也知道你差了我来。我一将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，是你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。好，我们感谢神的话语。
Thank you for Lord's word.
在这一章当中，在这一章当中，我们说耶稣首先是为自己祷告，求父神恢复他在道成肉身之前与父神通享的荣耀。
In this chapter, Jesus first prays for himself, asking the Father to restore the glory he shared with the Father before the world began.
也就是说，耶稣要求父神保守他上十字架，并且能够让他从死里复活，回到父神的身边。
He seeks God's protection as he goes to the cross and prays his resurrection and return to the Father.
那这是一到五节的主要的内容。
This is the main content for verse 1-5.
那从第六节到十九节是耶稣为他当时的十一名门徒祷告。
From verse 6 through 19, Jesus prays for his 11 disciples.
他求父神保守他的门徒合而为一，继续相信耶稣，脱离罪恶，靠着神的道成为圣洁。
Jesus asked the Father to keep them united, to believe in them, and to be sanctified by the truth.
最后这个二十节到二十六节是耶稣为普世的基督徒祷告。
Verse 20 through 26, Jesus prayed for all believers.
他求父神保守普世的基督徒要合而为一，向世人见证耶稣是神差来的。
In his prayer, Jesus asked for their unity as testimony to the world that they may be the one so that the world may believe in him.
说今天在这个圣诞纪念圣诞节啊，耶稣降生的日子里，我们学这一章经文非常重要。
As we celebrate the Christmas, this is the very important verses to learn.
所以我从这里边呢，这章经文里面呢，我给大家分享的第一点就是要认识耶稣得永生。
So the first point I want to share with you is knowing Jesus leads to eternal life.
我曾经分享过，耶稣和门徒离开那个吃晚餐的屋子之后，他来到耶路撒冷的大街上，给门徒讲了我是真葡萄树的比喻。
I have previously shared about Jesus and disciples leaving the room after Last Supper, walking along the streets of Jerusalem, where Jesus spoke to the metaphor and of the.That he's the true vine.
所以到了这个十七章的第一节，就说经文说耶稣说了这话就举目望天。
Chapter 17 verse 1 says, After Jesus said this, he looked towards heaven.
那这个话指的是耶稣的临别箴言，记载在十三章的一节到十六章的三十三节这几章经文里边。
This saying refers to farewell discourse from chapter 13 verse 1 to chapter 16 verse 33.
说当耶稣说举目望天的时候，我们就知道他已经不在屋子里边了，已经是在外边。
Yeah, when we hear look toward heaven, that actually indicates that Jesus was no longer inside the room.
所以到了十八章的第一节，耶稣说圣经文说耶稣说了这话，就同门徒出去过了。基伦西，在那里有一个园子，他和门徒就进去了。
Chapter 18 verse 1 it says, When he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was a garden, and he and his disciples went into it.
你看右边这个地图的时候，你就知道这个基伦西是个细长的一溜，把这个耶路撒冷所在的那个锡安山和这个这个橄榄山就分开了。
So we can see in the map showing a slide that Kidron Valley actually divides the Mount Olive from the mountain Zion.
So this 橄榄山呢是在这个克西马内园呢是在橄榄山的山脚下。
The Garden of Gethsemane is at the foot of Mount of Olives.
说十七章记载的耶稣的祷告发生在耶稣和门徒过这个基伦西之前。
The frame left with the disciples indicates that Jesus and his disciples, before they left, before they entered the Kidron Valley, that happened before they entered the Kidron Valley.
所以耶稣这个祷告，他是独自向天父的祷告，这他就被他的使徒约翰啊，被他的使徒约翰给记载下来了。就是今天我们读的经文。
So the disciple John has recorded Jesus' prayer, and that's what we're looking at today.
好，我们现在来看这个经文一到五节的经文。
Let's look at the verse 1-5.
在第一节，耶稣就说：“父，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使你儿子也荣耀你。”
In verse 1, Jesus said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you."
这个时候就指的耶稣。要上十字架，要从死里复活的这个时间。
The term hour appears so the hour means the hour that Jesus will go on the cross and actually eventually go through the resurrection.
时候这个词在约翰福音里出现了九次，前三次都是说这个时候或这个时辰还没有到，然后后边的六次呢就说这个时候这个时辰已经到了。
The term hour appeared 9 times in the Gospel of John. The first 3 times indicate that Jesus' hour had not yet to come, and the later 6 times state that his hour had come.
So, Jesus in the first verse is asking the Father to protect him, to complete God's will, and asking the Father to make him resurrect from the dead.
In this verse, Jesus asks the Father to preserve him, to fulfill God's will, and to raise him from the dead.
那到第五节，你们看到就是又这个荣耀，这两个这个又出现了两次。
In verse 5, Jesus mentioned the word glory twice.
耶稣说：“父，我现在求你使我同享荣耀，就是未有世界以前，我同你所有的荣耀。”
And Jesus said, "And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began."
耶稣在求天父。能够让他从死里复活，回到天父的身边去。
This refers to Jesus' resurrection and ascension, returning to the presence of God.
当我们看中间这个二到四节的时候，我们知道经文告诉我们是神差遣了耶稣到这个世上来，赐给耶稣一个权柄，让他管理有血气的，并且把永生赐给神所赐给他的人。
Verse 2 through 4 emphasize that God sent Jesus into the world, giving him authority over the flesh.
那耶稣基督借了他的神迹和奇事和他的话语，将天父表明了出来，荣耀了父神。
Through his miracles and words, Jesus revealed the Father, glorifying the God and offering eternal life to all who know the only true God and Jesus Christ from whom he sent.
说耶稣服事的目的就是让每一个认识独一的真神，并且认识耶稣基督的这个人能够得到永生。
So, the purpose of this is that everybody who knows about Jesus and the true God can receive eternal life.
所以我们从这短短的五节经文里边，他告诉我们了三件很重要的事情。
So from these 5 verses, we learn 3 points.
第一点就是成为肉身之前的耶稣。与父神是同享荣耀的。
So, the first point being that before becoming the flesh, Jesus shared the glory with the Father.
那第二点就是说，天父把这个赐永生的权柄赐给了耶稣。
And the second one is that the authority of giving the eternal life has been given to Jesus from the Father God.
那在耶稣基督里边与神和好，你才能够得到永生，这是第三点。
And the point three being that only through the peace made with God that that we can restore relationship.
所以我们看看第一点，就是成为肉身之前的耶稣，在约翰福音的第一章第一节就说：“太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。”
So, let's look at the first one. Jesus before incarnation. And the first verse of Gospel of John states, "In the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through Him all things were made."
在约翰福音的第三章，第一章第三节里边也讲到，说万物都是借着耶稣造的。
Yes, in verse 3 says, "Through Him all things were made."
这就告诉我们，我们的耶稣基督在他创世之前就已经存在。
This tells us the Son of God Jesus existed before creation.
所以耶稣的名字是天使给起的。
So the name Jesus was given by the angels.
他的名字在希伯来文的意思就是拯救。
It means salvation in Hebrew.
就是叫耶稣亚。
It's called Yeshua.
对，在以赛亚书九章六节也告诉我们说，因有一个婴孩要为我们而生，有一子要赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩上，他被称为奇妙的测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。那这样的一个预言都应验在耶稣的身上。
Isaiah chapter verse 6 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a child is given, and a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
在约翰福音的第五章耶稣曾经对犹太人说，说你们查考圣经，你们一位内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 5, Jesus said, "You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life."
说这个经指的就是旧约。
So the scriptures mentioned here means the Old Testament.
所以耶稣复活后向去以马忤斯的两个门徒显现，告诉他们说，摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指的我说的话，都必须应验。
After his resurrection, Jesus appeared to two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and he said, "Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms."
耶稣成为肉身之前，经常出现在旧约的圣经里。
Before becoming incarnate, Jesus frequently appeared in the Old Testament.
那最近我买了一套书，这本书呢是一位圣经的老师写的，他叫 Nancy。那这个 Nancy 老师呢，他写了有五本书，就是《创世纪》里边的耶稣，然后《利未记》《民数记》，然后《申命记》《出埃及记》里边的耶稣，还有是历史书中的耶稣，《先知书》中的耶稣，还有这个《诗篇》智慧书中的耶稣。都是在讲旧约里的耶稣的事情。
So recently, I purchased a series of books of Bible teacher Nancy that introduces Jesus in different chapters and parts in the Old Testament.
所以说以后有了机会，有了这个关于这个旧约中耶稣这个主题呢，以后我给大家再分享。
So there will be a separate topic when we will discuss further in details about Jesus in the Old Testament.
耶稣成为肉身之前，在圣经里边、旧约里边，常常被称为使者。
Before becoming incarnate, Jesus was often referred to as the angel.
他不受肉体的限制，是大有能力、大有荣耀的一位。
He's not limited by the physical body and endowed with great power.
在亚摩利山从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕的那个使者就是耶稣。
The angel who called Abraham from the heaven on Mount Moriah was Jesus.
从荆棘火焰当中向摩西显现的那个使者就是耶稣。
The angel who appeared in the flame within the burning bush to Moses was also Jesus.
那位站在约书亚的面前，手里拿着刀的那个耶和华军的元帅就是耶稣。
The commander of the Lord's army who stood before Joshua with a drawn sword was also Jesus.
所以成为肉身之前的耶稣，经常出现在旧约的圣经里面。
So as such, before becoming incarnate, Jesus frequently appeared in the Old Testament.
所以今天我们是圣诞节我们纪念我们的圣子耶稣基督的诞生。
So it's a Christmas season now, and we celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
说道成肉身， 这件事情让我们思想我们的耶稣基督他取了人性他与我们同在这样的一个祝福
So we really need to think deeper in our Lord Jesus Christ took the form of a man and let the world become a flesh
旧约早就启示我们神乐意与他的子民同在
And Old Testament had already revealed God's desire to be with his chosen people
说后来因为以色列人拜偶像离弃神神的荣耀离开了他们
Due to the Israelites turning away from God and worshipping idols God's glory departed from the temple left Jerusalem and departed from Israel
说耶稣的降生是神与人同在的一个开始
The birth of Jesus marks the beginning of God being with humanity
说从此圣灵就住在了每一个神的儿女的心里
Since then the Holy Spirit dwells in the hearts of all who believe in Jesus
说在启示录的二十一章的三节就告诉我们有一天神的帐幕要在人间他要与人同住
Revelation chapter 21 verse 3 tells us that one day God's dwelling place is now among the people and he will dwell with themThey will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
说神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
God being with humanity is God's ultimate goal.
说他们要做神的百姓，子民。
And the people will be God's people.
所以你看到神与人同在是神终极的一个盼望，一个目的。
Yeah, so it is God's ultimate goal to be with the humanity.
说神取了人性，成为和我们一样的人。
God took on human nature, becoming like one of us.
说在耶稣的身上，神性和人性是完美的结合在一起。
In Jesus, divinity and humanity are perfectly united.
这就是他能够救我们的一个必要条件。
It's a necessary condition for Jesus to redeem humanity.
圣经说，除了耶稣之外，没有人能够救我们。
And the Bible declares that apart from Jesus, there's no salvation.
因为耶稣是完全的神，也是完全的人。
Because Jesus is fully God and fully human.
他没有犯罪。
And he has never sinned.
说他有资格做我们的大祭司，为我们赎罪献祭。
He qualifies to be our high priest and redeem us, and also a sacrifice for us.
说神赐给了耶稣一个很大的权柄。
So God has given Jesus the authority, a big authority.
让他管理凡是有血气的。掌管人的命运。
This authority is to rule over all flesh, determining the fate of humanity.
说人的命运有两种。
So there are two destinies for people.
一种是就是被定罪要下地狱。
One is condemned by God.
那一种是神要赐永生，与神同在。
And the other is granted eternal life to be with God.
那我相信没有人喜欢去下地狱，对吧
？I believe no one likes to be in hell.
人都在寻找上天堂得永生的途径。
People are always seeking the ways to go to heaven.
可是今天有很多人走错了路。
And many people are making wrong choices.
他们走到地狱里去了，得不到永生。
Unfortunately, many of them are ended up in hell, missing out on the eternal life.
说耶稣给下永生定了一个定义，就是说你要认识独一的真神，并且你认识你所差来的耶稣基督，就有永生。
Jesus provides definition for eternal life. Now this is eternal life, that I know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So we must not seek God haphazardly. First, we need to know which God can grant us eternal life. The Bible tells us that the only true God is the one who created the heavens and the earth.
是救赎以色列人出埃及进迦南的神。
The God who redeemed Israelites from Egypt and led them into Canaan.
所以耶稣基督是亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙。
So Jesus is the descendant from Abraham and the descendant of David.
所以在耶稣基督的身上就把这个神给表达了出来，表明了出来。
Jesus Christ manifested the God, and revealed God.
So, Jesus 曾经对他的门徒腓力说，人看见了我就看见了父。
And Jesus told his disciples that anyone who has seen me has seen the Father.
所以说，永生 就是认识神，认识耶稣基督。
So the internal life is all about to know Jesus and to know God.
这个认识不是说你有一些头脑的知识，而是说你要和耶稣基督和神建立一个很深的关系。
And here is not knowing does not simply means acquiring knowledge, but also building a relationship.
建立一个好的关系。
Build a good relationship.
在新约里边，神的灵已经住在了每一个神的儿女当中。
In the New Testament, the Spirit of God is already dwelling among the God's sons and daughters.
所以每个神的儿女和神都已经建立了一种亲密的关系。
Every child of God has built a close relationship with God.
所以说，认识神和经历永生与相信耶稣基督是分不开的。
So, knowing God, experience eternal life cannot be depart, can be apart from knowing Jesus.
说只有在耶稣基督里边与神和好，你才能够有永生。
Only through restoring the relationship with God through Jesus Christ can the person receive eternal life.
信耶稣的就有永生，不信耶稣的就没有永生。
Believing Jesus Christ, one receives eternal life; otherwise, one cannot.
这是我跟弟兄们分享的第一点，就是你要认识耶稣，你就可以得永生。
So this is the first point I would like to share with you: know Jesus Christ, and you will receive eternal life.
我要跟弟兄们分享的第二点就是你要顺服真理，你才能成为圣洁。
Second point is the sanctification, sanctification through trusting in truth.
六到十九节是耶稣为他的十一个使徒祷告。二十节到二十六节是耶稣为普世教会的祷告，或者为普世的基督徒祷告。其实这两部分呢，是基本上是平行的。
Verse 6 through 19 record Jesus' prayer for his 11 disciples, while verse 20 through 26 capture Jesus' prayer for the universal church, and these two sections run in parallel.
在这两部分当中呢，有两个关键词反复的出现，一个是合而为一，一个是信你差了我。
There are two emphasized key phrases. One is to be one, and the other one is to believe that you sent me.
耶稣，他离开门徒之后，门徒面对的最大的挑战是什么呢？就是逼迫。
After Jesus left disciples, the greatest challenge was the prosecution.
耶稣曾经对门徒说：“仆人不能大于主人。他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们。”
Jesus told his disciples, "No servant is greater than his master, and they persecuted me, they will persecute you as well."
所以说，只有门徒之间合而为一，将坚信耶稣是神差来的，才能够有效的对抗逼迫。
The disciple could withstand persecution only by firmly believing the unity of being one and the truth that Jesus was sent by God.
那在这段经文当中，耶稣就讲到了，就是你要遵守主的道，你要相信耶稣，相信他。
So in this verses, Jesus taught us to follow God's words and believe in Jesus.
在这个六节到八节经文里边，我们就看到是父神将门徒赐给了耶稣，耶稣把父神的名告诉了门徒。
In verse 6 through 8, we learn that the Father gave.The disciples to Jesus, and Jesus revealed the Father's name to them.
父神将他的道赐给了耶稣，耶稣又把父神的道赐给了门徒。
The Father gave His words to Jesus, and Jesus in turn gave the Father's words to the disciples.
所以说，耶稣就对天父说：“他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。”
Jesus affirmed to the Father, "They know with certainty that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me."
正像使徒彼得在以前任信的时候表明的，这些门徒听了耶稣的话，就相信了耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Just as Peter expressed in Caesarea Philippi, these disciples, upon hearing Jesus' word, believed that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of Living God.
那我们知道，耶稣的这些门徒在圣灵降临之前，信心都是很软弱的。
We know that these disciples, before coming of the Holy Spirit, had weak faith.
但是他们呢，始终相信耶稣，跟随耶稣。
But they continue to believe in Jesus.
那只有一个是例外，就是那个叛徒加略人犹大。
There was only one exception, the Judas Iscariot.
耶稣呢，在这段经文里面呢，继续来教导他们。他说：“你们要蒙主的保守，你们要充满喜乐。”
So in the verses, Jesus taught his disciples to be protected by the Lord and be filled with joy.
在第九节到十五节的经文当中，有几个重要的点我们需要知道。
There are several points we need to learn from verse 9 through 15.
耶稣教导他的十一名门徒使徒，第一个，你不要与世人合一。
The first point is not to be the one with the world.
那如果是主的门徒和世人合一的话，那就完了，对吧？
So one simply cannot be to be one with the world instead of to be one with the Lord.
那第二点呢，就是你们要在耶稣基督里面要合一。
Secondly, to be one in Christ.
第三点呢，他说你们要合一的面对这个世界。
Thirdly, to face the world in unity.
他说要面对这个世界的逼迫。
Yeah, especially to face the world's persecution in unity.
然后耶稣说，你们不要与灭亡之子合一。
And then Jesus said, taught the disciples not to be the one with the sons of destruction.
那灭亡之子，当然他指的是犹大，但是呢，我们说在今天的社会当中，也有很多灭亡之子，那就是那些背叛主的人。
And well, one can refer to Judah when we mention sons of destruction, but there's a lot of people who betrayed Jesus Christ.
在十三节，耶稣教导他的门徒，不要因为仇恨成为一个政治基督徒。
Verse 13 mentioned not to become political Christians in hatred.
然后就是在十五节上半节啊，十五节的上半句就说，不要在逼迫当中沦为出世的异教徒，甚至有的人放弃福音的使命。
In the first half of verse 15, it asks us not to become worldly pagans under persecution, even to the point of abandoning the mission of preaching the gospel.
说耶稣告诉他的门徒，是基督徒是一群心里有主、有盼望、蒙主保守的人。
Jesus told his disciples, Christians are a group of people with the Lord in their hearts.
即便你受到逼迫，你也要活出喜乐。
Even in persecution, Christians must live with joy because
因为这个逼迫是暂时的。
Because persecution is temporary.
在主里的生命是永远的。
But the eternal life in the Lord is forever.
即使在逼迫当中，主也没有离开我们。
Even in persecution, the Lord does not leave us.
当耶稣要钉十字架的时候，耶稣知道他的门徒会失去喜乐，所以事先就把耶稣要上十字架、要复活的事情告诉他的门徒。
When Jesus was about to be crucified, he knew that his disciples would lose their joy, so Jesus foretold that it was about to happen to the disciples, including his crucifixion and the resurrection.
说希伯来书说，耶稣因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱。忍受了十字架的苦难。
So the book of Hebrews says that Jesus endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
因为耶稣知道他钉十字架是暂时的，神能够使他死里复活，回到父神的身边。
Because Jesus knew that being crucified was temporary, and God would raise him from the dead and take him back to his Father.
耶稣的兄弟雅各从他耶稣的受难当中明白一个道理。他说，即使落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
Jesus' brother James understood a principle from Jesus' suffering. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
这次我们进到尼泊尔的山区，我们接待我们的第一个牧师，他叫马牧师。
When we entered the mountainous region of Nepal, the pastor who welcomed us was Pastor Ma.
马牧师呢，二十八岁，他结婚很早，已经有两个儿子了。
Pastor Mao is 28 years old and has two children.
他那个老二，我们去之前一个月，掉在水里边淹死了，人也没找到，找不到。
So his younger son has fallen into the water and drowned a month before we arrived.
你可以想象马牧师和师母他们心情是怎么难过。
So you can imagine the feelings of Pastor Ma and his wife.
可是我们一点也看不出来。
So we cannot feel that or notice that at all.
对，他们夫妇陪着我们去访问不同的村庄，都很非常喜乐。
So they joyfully accompanied us to visit 12 villages and inviting villagers to hear the gospel.
虽然说他不会说英文，性格也比较内向，但我看得出这是一个蒙主保守，心里很喜乐的。
Although Pastor Ma cannot speak English, and also he's somewhat introverted, and has difficulty in communicating with us, but I can see that they are servants preserved by the Lord and filled with joy.
那接下来，耶稣就叫他的门徒，他说：“你们要脱离那个恶者，啊，成为圣洁。”
And then Jesus taught the disciples to depart from evil to holiness.
那基督徒是从神，啊，从这个世界中拣选出来的。
Christ's disciples are chosen by God from the world.
那基督徒在这个世界上生活，但不属于这个世界。
The Christ's disciples live in the world, but not does not belong to it.
可是天父不让我们离开世界，非要让我们在这个世界中生活。
But Heavenly Father wouldn't let us leave this world, but we are asked to stay in this world.
说他让我们在这个世界当中为他来做见证。
So that we may be able to testify them.
耶稣说，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者，啊，或者说作为脱离罪恶。那这个恶者呢，就指的是魔鬼。
Jesus said, "I am asking you to take them out of the world, but keep them safe. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but keep them safe from the evil one. The evil one refers to the devil."
所以魔鬼今天就像吼叫的狮子，到处在吞吃那些失落的人。
The devil, like a roaring lion, roams around seeking someone to devour.
基督徒如果是不小心的话，很容易犯罪，成为魔鬼控告的对象，成为他的俘虏。
If our fellow Christians are not careful, we may fall into the sin and become the target of devil's accusation.
唯有神的道能够帮助我们脱离魔鬼的骚扰。
Only God's word can remind us and free us from the trap.
我在西班尼泊尔的时候，我离开山区的最后的一天的晚上。
The last night before I left the Nepal mountainous region.
我稿子里面没有啊。那天晚上，我刚躺下睡觉不。
That night, not long before I lie down and about to fall asleep.
在我的灵里边，屋子很黑，我灵里面感觉到有一个黑影站在了我的身边。
The room was dark, and in spirit, I see a dark shadow stood by me.
我觉得是魔鬼来骚扰。
I felt that it was the devil who was stood there.
所以我就说主耶稣，求你救我。
And
主耶稣，求你救我，主耶稣，求你救我，我连着说了三次。
And I prayed in my heart, Lord Jesus Christ, save me for three times.
然后我的灵里面就亮了。
And then in the spirit, I felt the light.
他就离开我了。
And that dark shadow went away.
如果是我是一个比较信心很软弱的人，那天晚上就有可能被他给抓住。
Should I have weak faith, I might have been captured.
因为我们去的这个第二个合场，那个黑暗势力非常的强。
So the second work site that we went to, that
the dark spirit was very strong.
We led 120 people to the Lord.
所以说他一直不想放过我。
So apparently the devil would not let us go easily.
这就是说，你依靠主啊，依靠主的话，你要脱离那个恶者。
To rely your heart in the Lord will help you to leave.
我还想给大家分享第三点，我想把它分享完了。
So let me continue with the point three.
就是在二十节和二十六节里面也告诉我们的。
So in verse 20 through 26.
我们说前面的六节到十九节经文是耶稣为十一个使徒的祷告，求父神保护他们，使他们依靠真理成为圣洁，在世上为主做见证。
In verse 6 through 19, Jesus prayed for his 11 disciples, asking God to protect them, enabling them to rely on the truth and become holy witness for the Lord in the world.
接下来耶稣祷告说，他说我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
And then Jesus prayed, and my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, and all of them may be one.
使他们都合而为一。
Then all of them may be one.
说这些人就是指的在耶稣身边的那些门徒，那些人就是因这些门徒的话后来信主的普世的基督徒。
And them refers to the disciples present with Jesus, and those who will believe in me throughTheir message refers to the future believers in Christ.
所以说，耶稣祷告所有的门徒都要合而为一。
So Jesus prayed for the unity of all his disciples, both then and the future.
从这个经文当中我们可以看到，这个合一的本质就是门徒之间的合，是门徒之间这个合一是耶稣和父神之间那个合一为基础的。
So, from these verses, we learn that the foundation of the unity is that the unity, the foundation of the unity between the disciples and the Christ lies on the unity between Christ and Father God.
就像圣经里面所告诉我们的，你父在我里边，我在你里边，是他们也在我们里边。
Like the verse told us, like my Father in me, just like me in them.
所以说今天耶稣父神他透过圣灵是住在我们里边的。
So, as of today, Lord Jesus Christ dwells in the heart of us through Holy Spirit.
所以说今天圣灵在这个降临之后，圣灵住在每一个信他的人、信耶稣的人心里边来，所以这就成了我们和父神之间合一的一个媒介。
So, the Holy Spirit dwells among each and every one of us and become the connection between us and the Holy Father.
所以这个合一的目的呢，就是让世人相信天父差了耶稣来。
So the purpose of unity is to make the world to believe or know that Jesus is the incarnate Son of God, sent by the Father.
在二十一节说，叫世人可以信你差了我来。在二十三节说，叫世人知道你差了我来。
So in verse 21, says all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
这个非常的重要，这就是道成肉身。
This is the very important verses that mentioning the word has become the flesh.
耶稣的道成肉身，死里复活，耶稣的再来，这是关于救恩的三个基本点。
So.The three basic points of the salvation is the incarnation of Jesus Christ, the resurrection, and the comeback of Jesus Christ.
那我们基督徒合一不是那么容易的，如果没有神的爱在我们的心里边，我们是很难合一的。
So it's hard to keep in unity without God in our hearts.
所以合一的动力就是神的爱。
So the fundamental energy so that we keep in unity is the love of God.
耶稣说：“神爱我们，像神爱他一样。”
So, the verse, the Bible tells us that God loves us just like God loves Himself.
当我们活出合一，活出神的爱的时候，我们的见证就会有能力、有力量。
So when we live through the unity and the love of God, our testimony will become very powerful.
我看了很多的好几本呢，好几本解经书了，就说一直讲合一，合一。可是在什么地方合一呢？都没有讲，所以我呢就根据上下文呢，我就认为在两个方面需要合一。
So I've learned many books talk about unity, but they didn't explain exactly how. But I think the unity can be done through two points.
所以这个合一就是在，一是在认识耶稣上要合一，在宣扬耶稣方面要合一。
So the two points being.To be the unity in knowing Jesus Christ and to be in the unity in preaching the Jesus Christ.
很多的异端就是因为否认耶稣的神性。
So many, many other diverted religion is denying the divinity of Jesus Christ.
你可以，我在你的单张里面我架了一页关于这个查克顿圣经。
Please look at the added page of our program. That.
那这个我希望大家回去以后好好的读一下，好吗
？So please read it closely.
这是关于教导耶稣的啊这个神性啊神人两性和一个位格。
So this teaches about the both the divinity and humanity of Jesus Christ.
对，这就是。查克顿圣经，查克顿的信经也告诉我们的。
This is the Chalcedonian definition. That's what this passage tells us.
他强调的就是耶稣是完全的神，也是完全的人，但是他是一个位格。
And it says Jesus is a complete divinity and a complete humanity, but it's an in one.
说弟兄姊妹，我们就知道我们的神是一个宣教的神。
So we know that fellow brothers and sisters, we know that our God is a missionary God.
耶稣基督从天上到了地上来。
So the Jesus Christ has descended from heaven to the earth.
说他是一个第一个跨文化宣教士。
So he's the first cross-cultural missionary.
我们的教会，初代教会是使徒宣教的一个结果。
The early church was the result of apostolic missions.
那我们中国最初的教会是外国的宣教士到中国来宣教的结果。
The initial Chinese church resulted from the missions of foreign missionaries.
所以这个教会无论大或者小，宣教是它一个最基本的一个特征。
No matter how big or small a church is, the missions are the church's basic fundamental mission, and it's the DNA of the church.
所以耶稣基督为普世的教会祷告，教会要合一，要同心的宣教。
So as Jesus prayed for the universal church, the church should unite, engage in the mission together.
向世界的各地去宣扬耶稣，宣扬神的爱。
Proclaim Jesus, share God's love, and fulfill the Great Commission.
那这就是今天我给弟兄姊妹要分享的主要的内容。
So today, this is the message I'd like to share with your fellow brothers and sisters.
这段经文有告诉我们，你只有认识耶稣基督，你才能得到永生。
So this message tells us that only through Jesus Christ should we receive the eternal life.
你只有顺服真理，你才能够成为圣洁。
Only obey the truth so that we can become holy.
你只有合而为一，你才能够传扬耶稣。
Only through unity should we be able to preach Jesus.
那这就是耶稣在他上十字架之前，在这个长长的祷告当中，他的心意。
So this is the heart of Jesus in his long prayer and last prayer before he went to the cross.
好，我们一起来祷告。
So let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们也满心的谢谢你，谢谢你在这个年末的主日，你能够让我们有这个机会，能够学习完，耶稣这个大祭司的这个祷告。我们感谢你，就是求主帮助我们教会的弟兄姊妹。和每一个能够听到这篇信息的弟兄姊妹，得是让我们成为一个坚定的跟随主的人，成为一个顺服真理的人，成为一个能够宣扬耶稣、宣扬神的爱的人。我们要感谢你，求你祝福我们每个弟兄姊妹。祷告是奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。